Chapter 2, The Beautiful Princess. On the morning of the royal ball, everybody was very busy in the palace. The queen's maids were preparing the queen's dress. The servants cleaned the floors and windows, and the cooks were cooking enough food for 1,000 people. The prince looked handsome in his red outfit, but he was still not happy. He left the palace to be alone and think, and went to the stone statue of Oslo.
It's my birthday today, Oslo. I'm 18. That means that I must marry someone and become king. The problem is, I don't want to get married. I don't love anyone.
There was a quiet splashing in the lake. Siegfried looked and saw the beautiful swan with the gold crown.
There it is! The beautiful swan has come back!
He went closer to the water to look at it. Its eyes had the same sadness in them. But it was happy to see Siegfried, and it swam close to him. Siegfried looked into its eyes and talked to it.
I think you understand me. I think you know how people feel.
A tear fell from the swan's eye.
Don't cry. You should be happy that you are a swan. You will never have to marry someone you do not love. You will never feel sad when someone dies.
The swan made a loud cry. Its wings moved back and forth at its sides. Suddenly an owl appeared, as if from nowhere, and flew at Siegfried's head, but it missed. The owl flew off, and the swan began to swim away.
Wait, don't leave!
Siegfried ran round the edge of the lake, following the swan. He had to run fast to see where it went. Soon he was in a part of the forest he did not know. Tall trees blocked out the sun. It was very dark. The swan swam to an ugly old castle. When it left the water, something magical happened. The swan turned into a beautiful princess. She had long, blonde hair, and she wore a long white dress. The crown was still on her head. Siegfried ran to where she stood at the castle door.
Wait! Where are you going?
The princess stopped, but she did not look at him.
Look at me, please! My name is Prince Siegfried, and I want to know who you are.
The princess turned to look at the prince. She had the same dark, sad eyes of the swan.
My name is Princess Odile.
But why were you a swan? Why do you look so sad?
An evil wizard called Roquefort cast a spell on me. I may only leave the castle during the day as a swan.
Where is this wizard? I will talk to him. I will tell him this is wrong.
No, you mustn't. He will hurt you, I know. He does not want me to see another man.
Tell me where this man is. I will fight him and free you.
No, you must leave. He is dangerous.
I won't leave until I see him. You must be set free.
Please. You are very kind, but you must go away.
I won't.
She looked into his eyes again.
If you want to do something for me, you will leave now.
Odile, I will leave if you want me to. But I want you to come to the ball tonight. I must choose a wife, and I want to choose you.
I can't. The wizard won't let me.
Find a way. Promise me you'll try.
She spoke softly.
All right, I'll try.